Today is the Feast of Divine Mercy, the second Sunday of Easter. This feast was instituted by St. John Paul II in the great Jubilee year of 2000. And of course, for us here at Our Lady of Loretto, St. John Paul II is a kind of secondary patron. Of course, our principal patroness being Our Lady, who our beautiful parish is named after. But St. John Paul II is our secondary patron for a few reasons. One, he visited our parish boundaries in 1993 and celebrated the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass at Cherry Creek State Park. To think, not only a pope, but a saint visited our parish boundaries. It's remarkable. Secondly, our founding pastor, Monsignor Ed, organized the World Youth Day event. And he certainly had that in mind as he built and founded with you this parish community. In fact, he was able to convince the Archbishop, which is not an easy thing to do, to let the parish have on loan the papal chair. If you haven't seen it before or ever walked up into the sanctuary, this chair in which the priest sits at every Mass was the chair that St. John Paul II sat in for World Youth Day. And there's a photo behind the chair of the saint sitting in it. So our parish has a special devotion to St. John Paul II, who gave the Church the Feast of Divine Mercy on the second Sunday of Easter. He also wrote, as one of his encyclical letters to the entire Church, Dives in Misericordia, God who is rich in mercy. And certainly that encyclical letter is as timely today as it was when it was penned by him nearly two decades ago. So what is the history of the Feast of Mercy that we celebrate today? Well, it began in Poland in the early 20th century. Now, the 20th century is hands down probably the most violent century in the history of humanity. More people died through World War I and World War II and through the modern Holocaust of abortion that is an abomination in the sight of God. And many people, through communism, had their lives taken. It was in this era that God, Jesus, appeared to Sister Faustina, a humble Polish nun. Jesus appeared to her and said, "I want you to have an image of my mercy commissioned." That image, of course, is the image that we have enthroned here in the sanctuary, in the Holy of Holies. And in that, it is the risen Lord walking to us with his hands extended in blessing. And you see on his hands blessing us the wounds from his crucifixion and from his Sacred Heart emanating light. The red representing the blood that he poured forth for sinners. Blood, of course, is what gives life. Without the circulation of blood in our bodies, we would not live. And Christ offers his life that we might live. And the white light emanating from the heart of Christ represents the waters of baptism, the bath of regeneration in which we are born again as members of God's holy people. Jesus told St. Faustina to have this image commissioned and a feast to be celebrated every year on this Sunday. St. John Paul II canonized Sister Faustina in the year 2000, the first saint to be canonized in the new millennium. And he was very intentional because he knew that the message of divine mercy a message that our current Holy Father, Pope Francis, has picked up with great vigor, is so necessary to the men and women of today. So, what is the heart of this revelation that Jesus gave to St. Faustina and through her to the Church? Well, I found this clever acronym in an article that I was reading earlier this week, entitled The ABCs of Mercy. So we'll enroll ourselves together in the school of Jesus, our merciful Savior, and learn his ABCs of mercy today. A. Jesus wants us to ask for mercy. God wants us to approach him in prayer constantly, repenting of our sins and asking him to pour his mercy upon us and on the whole world. Brothers and sisters, this is the secret to accessing the heart of Jesus in prayer. To begin by imploring his mercy and asking for forgiveness. Be merciful. God wants us to receive his mercy and let it flow through us to others. He wants us to extend love and forgiveness to others just as he does to us. And see, completely, can I say it one more time? Completely trust in Jesus. God wants us to know the grace of his mercy and depend on him. The more that you and I trust in Jesus, the more we will receive from him. Ask for mercy, be merciful, completely trust in mercy. In our gospel this morning, the church gives us one of the resurrection accounts where Jesus reveals himself to the 11 who have locked themselves up in fear. And we hear that when Jesus comes into their midst, his first words to them are not one of retaliation, which should surprise us in some sense, because these are his apostles who all abandoned him in his hour, except John, the beloved. But every other one of them deserted Jesus. And Christ, risen from the dead, enters into that room and he says, "Peace be with you." Brothers and sisters, there is nothing in our lives that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. These, his closest friends and followers, betrayed and abandoned him. To think, Peter denied him. And Jesus comes with love and says, "Peace be with you." This is the message of mercy. Nothing in our lives can separate us from God's love. I met with a young man a few weeks ago whose father passed away. And he said, "Father, we have to have this Mass offered for the repose of my dad's soul, that he might be lifted from purgatory to heaven." And then he said, in utter despair, "But I'm hopeless. I'm going to hell." And my priestly heart was pierced to the core of my being, and I had tears rolling down my cheeks. Looked him in the eye and said, "No one is beyond God's mercy. No one. Jesus Christ laid down his life for sinners. There is not a single soul, even those we hate and despise the most, those who have done the most outrageous evil, is beyond God's mercy." Pope Francis said in his homily this morning, and I encourage you to go onto the Vatican website and read it, because it's phenomenal, very short. He said, the opposite of mercy is not justice. Think about that. So often we enter into that dichotomy. The opposite of mercy must be justice. And so God is giving up justice to be merciful. And the Pope says, no, God is both simultaneously merciful and just. The opposite of mercy is not justice, Pope Francis said. The opposite of mercy is retaliation and revenge. Jesus enters into the upper room and he forgives and he offers his peace and his mercy. Then we have Thomas. I love St. Thomas. Right? We give him a hard time because we call him Doubting Thomas because he doubted. But Thomas strengthens our faith in the resurrection. I think he makes the credibility of the good news of the resurrection more convincing. Because the apostles were not eager or excited to promulgate this message. They weren't making this up. They weren't hallucinating. Jesus has really risen from the dead. If you don't believe that, then don't come to Mass anymore. Because, as St. Paul says, if Christ didn't rise from the dead, our faith is in vain. But the apostles were slow to believe and incredulous. And we see that in Thomas. Unless I touch the marks of his nail, I will not believe. There's a certain stubbornness. But when he does, he makes that beautiful declaration of faith, my Lord and my God. And he strengthens our faith. We have a beautiful, pious practice as Catholics that when the host and the chalice is raised at the consecration, that we pray in our hearts those words, my Lord and my God. And we ought to continue that beautiful practice. Go back to St. John Paul II. St. John Paul II wanted this message of mercy to be spread throughout the church and through the church to the world. That no one is beyond God's mercy if they repent and turn to him. Repentance is key. John Paul II also grew up in the same time that Faustina received this message of mercy. He grew up under Nazism, losing his parents at a young age, watching his friends be taken to death camps. When he was elected Pope, in less than 5 years of his pontificate, in St. Peter's Square in 1981, there was an attempt to take his life as a gunman shot him down. And the surgeon said it was a miracle that he didn't die, that the bullet missed all the major organs just slightly. Of course, he credited it to Our Lady. But a few weeks after leaving the hospital, he went and visited his assassin who had been caught in prison now, and he forgave the man. St. John Paul II is the Pope of Mercy, not only because he promulgated the message of mercy on behalf of Jesus, who asked for it. He is the Pope of Mercy because he modeled it for us. He modeled for us love of our enemies as Christ himself loved his enemies. Brothers and sisters, let us live in the school of Jesus, the ABCs of mercy. Let us ask for mercy, let us be merciful, and let us completely trust in Jesus. For his richness in mercy, praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever.